In early March, we say good afternoon from Keeter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, Point Lookout, Missouri, to be exact, as we get set for first-round basketball action between the North College Defenders and the Cal Maritime Keel Haulers. The North College Defenders come in 28-4 overall. 17-3 is how they finish up the Great Plains Athletic Conference. While the Keel Haulers, 21-9 overall, 12-0 in the CalPAC, that's the California Pacific Athletic Conference. They were regular season champions at 12-0. They were postseason champions, winning two games in a row on their home floor. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Keeter Gym, the home of the NAI National Basketball Tournament for the men, Division II, since 2000. The game prior to this, as Jim Bolcoma told you, went to overtime, and it looked like we might be having a double overtime, but it was Warner Pacific out of Oregon knocking off 13th seed Indiana Wesleyan, 79-76 in overtime. The winner of this contest, North College and Cal Maritime, will meet up with Warner Pacific bright and early Friday morning at 8:30. Earlier today, it was Northwestern over Tennessee Wesleyan, 95-69, and Northwest of Washington defeats Cornerstone, 79-71. Take a closer look then at this ball game. The North College Defenders, a little time off since their last contest with Northwestern, the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. And in all honesty, I didn't talk with the coach, Ross Delma, about that a whole lot. That one is passed. The North College Defenders preparing, though, for Cal Maritime. And here is what coach had to say about the Cal Maritime Keel Haulers and their hot finish to the year.
Into the tournament, having won 14 games in a row.
Mike, they haven't lost since the last week in December, and that's obviously a concern. We know they're coming in with a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum right now. They went undefeated in both their conference regular season as well as the conference tournament. And a team right now that's, as you mentioned, as hot as anybody.
What kind of style do they play? We see different conferences, different styles. What does Cal Maritime do?
You know, I don't think that there's different really anybody in our league in that they play about 13 or 14 guys. They rotate them in at regular intervals. I have a lot of guys who average between 10 and 20 minutes a game. They have a few kids that get more minutes than that, but they just rotate guys in and really try to apply a lot of pressure in the half court.
Applying that pressure in the half court, what do they look to do out of it? Do they look to run, or are they just trying to play? Are they trying to play position D? What do they do?
They're really looking to get turnovers and help their offense out. You know, they're using their defense as a way to get points, and they really look to get out, pressure the wings, pressure the ball, and in hopes that they can get some baskets in transition.
What do you want to do against that defense when they apply that kind of pressure?
Well, we certainly want to attack when the opportunity presents itself. You know, we have smart kids who know how to make good basketball plays, but the key is understanding where that line is. When the opportunity isn't there, then we need to make sure we work to possession and force them to sit in the stands and play a defense until we get the shot we want.
You've talked about what you want to do on offense. Defensively, offensively, we talked about the fact that Cal Maritime wants to get offense off of their defense. When they don't get that, what do they try to do?
Well, they look to spread it out, look to play a lot of one-on-one, look for matchups, ISOs, where they can take advantage of certain things that they feel, certain players they feel can take our kids to the basket. We'll see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of that, and we just need to make sure that we're prepared to sit down and give good, help defense when that dribble drive starts to happen.
Any other impressions of Cal Maritime as you get set for today's game?
You know, I just think they're very well coached. They do a good job of trying to run, do the things that they do. I think that they're a team that really plays well on momentum and emotion, and we got to do a good job to really limit their runs and do a good job of making sure we stretch ours out.
Your team healthy at this point, last couple of days of practice here in the Branson, Missouri area. Have you been able to stay healthy?
We have. Mike, we've had some good practices here. I feel like we're fresh. I think the guys are ready to play. And, you know, obviously there's going to be some nerves early with our guys, but I think if we can play through that, I think we can put together a good basketball game today.
That's Coach Ross Delma talking about today's contest, North College and Cal Maritime, the Keel Haulers. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Cal Maritime enters the tournament with a 21-9 record. They were 12-0 in the CPAC, and they won, or the CalPAC, that is. They won the postseason tournament to earn the qualification to this tournament. Keel Haulers have won 14 in a row, dating back to an 88-57 loss to Whittier College on December 30. In that span, Cal Maritime has played three games determined by 10 points or less, and the Keel Haulers own a notable 64-57 win over perennial power Oregon Tech. That happened back on November 12. They also lost five games in a row at one point this season, dropping those from November 19 to December the 2nd. Cal Maritime averages 71.1 points per game. They allow 64.2 points per contest in 30 games played. They also make 42.3% of their field goals, while opponents are converting 40.1% of their shots. Isaiah Moore leads the team at 13.7 points per game with 7.7 rebounds, and he makes 45.1% of his field goals. Josh Greenwell converts 11.7 points per game, and he is averaging 3.8 rebounds per contest. Both Moore and Greenwell have 131 free throw attempts to lead the team, with Moore converting 91 and Greenwell knocking down 100. Kevin Campbell is the third player in double figures in scoring with an 11.4 average, and he has 26 steals. Moore and Greenwell have 38 and 33 steals each. Moore has 31 blocked shots to lead the team. Howie Manzo has scored 7.1 points per game in his reserve role, while Isaiah Johnson is scoring 6.8 points per game. York College is 28-4. They had a winning streak snapped in the loss to Northwestern at the GPAC Championship. The defenders are allowing 81.8 points per game. They give up 70.2 points per contest. The defenders are allowing 43.1% shooting from the floor. They make 51.4% of their field goals. The defenders have converted 40.1% of their three-point shots and allow opponents to make 34.2% of their three-point attempts. Dort College has out-rebounded teams 37.8 to 30.2. They've committed 14.8 turnovers per contest, while foes have given it up 13.3 times per game. Dort features four players averaging double digits, another two that are really close. Trevor Waltersdorf scores 15 points per game with 5.1 rebounds, and he converts 59% of his field goals. Jordan Vogel scores 13.3 points per game with 6.7 rebounds. Thank you. And is making 56.6% of his field goals. Cliff Warner averages 12.7 points per game. He averages 4.3 assists per game. Converts 46.4% of his three-point tries. Chris Sievers adds 11.7 points per game and has a 4.3 rebounding average to go with 64.4% field goal shooting. Austin Koch, he's putting in 9.9 points per game. Kyle Lindberg, 8.8. He leads the team with 7.3 rebounds per contest. Tyler Walterstorff dumps in 4.5 points per game. Sean Kaiser is at 3.9 points per contest. For Maritime, this is the first trip to the national tournament. Marks the next step in a progressive improvement from the Vallejo, California school. The 2009-2010 team was 18-13. Last year's team was 15-16. 21 wins this season are the most in school history. For Dort College, this is the first trip to the national tournament since 2005-2006, when the defenders lost to Lindenwood in the opening round of that national tournament. Maritime beat Holy Names in the conference final last Tuesday night by an 86-69 margin. They led 33-30 at halftime, went on to outscore the Hawks 56-39 in the second half. They took advantage of 42 of 52 free throw shooting to seal the win. For Dort College, they got down early and trailed Northwestern 45-24 on Tuesday night at halftime. Defenders ended up losing that one 86-61. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then are your likely starters for today's basketball game. First of all, for the Keel Haulers from Maritime, they will start number 10, Isaiah Johnson, a 6'2 senior from North Highlands, California. He is averaging 6.8 points per game. Number 13 is Isaiah Moore. Moore is a 6'3 senior from San Leandro, California, averaging 13.7 points per game. Number 21 is Ty Houghton, a 6'1 senior from Redding, California, averaging 4.9 points per game. Josh Greenwell's number 24. He's a 6'2 senior from Vallejo, California, averaging 11.7 points per game. And Hamilton Chang is a 6'5 junior from Riverside, California, averaging 2.5 points per contest. For the Dort College defenders, they will start their regular lineup. Jokingly said to Coach Dalma earlier today, if he was asking if he was going to shake things up a little bit, he didn't get the joke. Cliff Warner will start at point. He's a 5'10 junior from Altoona, Iowa. averaging 12.7 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 9.9 points per contest. Trevor Walterstorff is number 25. He's a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 15 points per game. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 8.8 points per contest. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa. He's averaging 13.3 points per game. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma in his third year as head coach at Dort College, while the Cal State Maritime Keel Haulers are coached by Brian Rooney. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Are at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewald is a broker. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening tap right after this. Dort College in their visiting black uniforms with white numbers trimmed out in yellow. The Keel Haulers from Cal State, white uniforms, navy blue numbers, could be mistaken for black, with gold trimming. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College will jump it up with Jordan Vogel against Hamilton Chang. And the tap is up and controlled by the Dort College defenders. Cliff Warner with the basketball as Dort College has their first offensive possession. They pass it off to Austin Kachi. Kachi on the wing over to Walterstorff. Reverses left side Warner. Warner to Lindberg. Lindberg back outside to Warner. Warner gives it up, trying to get it inside. Isaiah Johnson comes up with it. Johnson with the steal. Drives in and he misses the layup. And we've got a foul called on Isaiah Moore on the ensuing offensive rebound attempt. And Dort College will get the basketball back. You're going to have to withstand some pressure against Cal State Maritime. They'll put it on all over the floor, and they set up full-court pressure defense right now. They get the ball inbounded. Kyle Lindberg will bring it up for the defenders. Lindberg bringing it up against Isaiah Moore, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Maritime basketball. Maritime forces a pair of turnovers early, and they will have the basketball. Keel Haulers with it. Johnson will toss it in for Maritime. Maritime to bring it up. Dort College in half-court man-to-man defense, 19:30 left to play in the first half, just underway. Pass comes out front, Chang. Chang with the basketball, gives it up Johnson. Johnson on the wing, looking down low. Passes it down to Moore. Moore baseline jumper. He hits a 15-footer from the right baseline. Isaiah Moore with the two-point basket. And Cal State Maritime takes the lead 2-0. Warner with it. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi a long two. Missed it. No good. Tapped by Walterstorff. No good. Fight for the basketball. Taken away by Cal State Maritime. Keel Haulers with the basketball. Bringing it up is Isaiah Moore. Moore passes it right side over to Houghton. Houghton gives it up to Johnson. And this is where Maritime will get a little more deliberate. They pass on the perimeter. Comes back over to Moore. Moore out front. Goes left side over to Johnson. Johnson with it on the wing. Johnson steps inside the circle, comes back right side, gets it back. Now 15 to shoot for Maritime. Down to the baseline is Moore. Moore with a baseline jumper to his credit already. Kicks it out. Three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Here comes Dort College. Austin into the front court with it. Right side Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Kachi Warner. Warner, Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. Lindberg directing traffic. Gets it out front. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Warner. Warner with it on the right side, comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg gives deep into the corner to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg lob pass underneath. Layup is good for Jordan Vogel. The assist to Lindberg. We're tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score. Bringing the basketball up will be Johnson. Isaiah Johnson with the basketball. 18 minutes up to go, first half. Maritime with the basketball. They've got it left side Greenwell, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College on the pick out front. Foul's going to go on Jordan Vogel, his first, and the team's first. Inbounding the basketball will be Greenwell. Greenwell to inbound the basketball. Greenwell looking, still looking, passes up front to Johnson. Isaiah Johnson stops at the top of the key, now hesitates, spins into the lane. He's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to the defenders. Just underway, we're still early. Dort College, couple of shot attempts. One of them went down. That was a Jordan Vogel lay-in. Lindbergh gets it inbounded to Warner. Warner will bring it up against the pressure applied by Isaiah Johnson. Into the front court, Warner. Warner, the junior, with it on the right wing. Warner comes back over to Lindbergh. Dort College, patience on offense. They go left side over to Kachi. Kachi in front to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has a tap, picks it up. His 17-footer rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Maritime. Maritime into the front court, Houghton. Houghton with the basketball. Houghton passes it. Right side down to the baseline is Moore. Moore hesitates, kicks it out, now gets the return pass. Puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel hands it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the front court quickly, right side Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Austin comes back over to Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Vogel. Vogel spins into the lane, reverses Warner. Warner off the dribble, nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with it, 20 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the free throw line and a reach in foul called on Isaiah Johnson. Johnson hacked Waltersdorf on the arm. He gets called for the foul. Chris Severs waiting at the scorer's bench to check into the ballgame. Brian Rooney asking for an explanation, and not much of one needed there as his player Isaiah Johnson knocked his arm across Trevor Waltersdorf. Severs gets the ball inbounded. He comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball off the dribble. Underneath it goes. Severs missed it. No good there for the rebound. Put back, no good, and the rebound controlled by Maritime. Maritime with the basketball. Dort College up on the defense. Comes back over to Moore. Moore with it out front. Comes over to Greenwell. Greenwell with it. 16:35 and counting, first half. 2-2 our score. Both teams starting sluggishly offensively. Ty Houghton with the basketball. Houghton will put it on the floor. He kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way is good for Isaiah Johnson. Johnson with the three-point basket. Turnover on the other end. Into the lane. Shot is up off the heel. No good. There for the rebound, though, and we've got a foul called on Warner, I believe, before the shot. Foul's going to go on Cliff. That's number one on him. And they're going to say it came on the shot, so Isaiah Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5-2 our score. Maritime inbounding, or in front, and they will shoot two free throws. Moore's first free throw is up and off the heel, no good. Another free throw on the way for Moore. 16:14 left to play in the first half. Chang checks out of the ballgame. Kachi checks out for the defenders. Kaiser is in. Another free throw on the way for Moore. This one's up, and he rattles that one out. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner off the deflection. Here comes Cliff for the basketball. It remains 5-2. 16:10 left to play, first half. Warner with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on Isaiah Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal. That's number two on him. So Johnson has just picked up his second personal foul, I believe. Kevin Campbell will check into the ballgame. So Campbell is in. Johnson is out. Kaiser will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Tyler Waltersdorf also on the floor for Dort College right now. They get the ball inbounded to Warner. A fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. Cliff into the corner, Kaiser. Kaiser's got Severs. Severs, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf spins down to the block. Nothing there. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor, floater in the lane, off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs turns in the lane. His shot, no good off of the rebound. But there for the tap-in is Trevor Waltersdorf. 5-4 our score. Waltersdorf climbs the ladder and knocks it down. 5-4 our score. Dort College down one. Into the front court. Isaiah Moore with it. Moore passes it off, gives it up to Greenwell. Greenwell in the lane. His shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Maritime basketball. 5-4. Low-scoring ball game thus far. A 3-2 for Maritime, along with two missed free throws, a pair of two-point field goals for the defenders thus far. Inbounding the basketball, Maritime. They get the ball inbounded, and the layup is good. Somehow Moore got free. He's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 7-4. Into the front court, Warner. Warner over to Tyler. Tyler, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Out front, Trevor. Trevor with the ball on the wing. Goes left side over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Walterstorff out front, Warner. They won't give him any room to squeeze off a three. Walterstorff with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler tries to dump it inside, and it's tapped, and Keelhauler's off and running. And a slam dunk for Isaiah Moore. Moore with six first-half points, and Maritime leads it 9-4. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner left side, Walterstorff. Trevor with it. Comes out front, Tyler. Tyler right side, Kaiser. Kaiser thought about the three, decided against it. Sean with the basketball. Sean gives it back over to Trevor. Trevor with it on the right wing. Trevor gives it back right side, Warner. Warner right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser picks up his dribble. Steps inside. Nothing there. Back over to Warner. Six to shoot. Warner, 12-footer. Good. Warner off the dribble. He gets the 12-footer to go. Dort College trails by three, 9-6. 9-6 our score. Dort College on defense now. They go high post. Maritime with the basketball. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff into the front court. Dumps it off for Trevor. Trevor finger roll good. Trevor Walterstorff with the two-point basket. He's got four, and the defenders are back to within a point at 9-8. 9-8 our score. Dort College by a point. Changes waiting, or substitutes waiting at the scorer's table. Maritime with the basketball. Out front with it. Moore. Moore gives it up. Drive into the lane, and we've got a travel called on Maritime. Dort College trails 9-8. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Dort College, Austin Kachi, Jordan Vogel, Tyler Walterstorff, Cliff Warner, and Kyle Lindberg on the floor right now for the defenders. Dort College may need help bringing the basketball up. Lindberg asking for help, gets it inbounded to Austin Kachi. Kachi gives it back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner guarded there by Campbell. Dort College shooting for their first lead of the ballgame. With it is Warner. Warner gets a ball screen, steps back, three-pointer off the heel, no good. And we've got a foul called away from the basketball. It came on the rebound, and I believe it's going to go on Maritime. That's going to go on number 35, Ethan Giles. Giles called for the personal foul on the rebound. Dort College a fresh 35 to work with. Warner missed the three. Warner looking, gets it inbounded to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right side. Kachi out front, Lindberg. Lindberg left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner comes back out front to Kachi, and the illegal screen called on Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg whistled for his first personal foul. That came on a screen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Maritime basketball leading 9-8, 7 minutes into this contest. They get it high post, swing it back over to Manzo. Manzo, finger roll, no good. Rebound wrestled down by Vogel. Vogel over to Lindberg. Lindberg ahead to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the right side. Kachi comes back over to Warner. Warner left side, Tyler Walterstorff underneath Lindberg. Double team. He's collapsed on and has it taken away. Here comes Maritime. Houghton. The finger roll, missed it. Wide open, and Kevin Campbell misses the finger roll. Here comes Dort College. Warner. Warner with the basketball. He's going to test the waters. Dumps it off for Vogel. Vogel, they won't give him the basket because he got fouled first. You don't get style points, and that time Kevin Campbell went gliding in thinking he was going to get a finger roll. Might have got caught in between the dunk and the finger roll and ended up doing neither. And the Dort College defenders get the ball on the missed layup attempt. At the other end, Dort College has the basketball. Warner will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. The foul was charged on Daniel Eberhardt. Eberhardt whistled for his first personal. Warner looking to throw it in, gets it into Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner with it. Warner, three-pointer, stepping back. Can't get it to go, but there for the rebound is Lindberg, and Lindberg has it tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Keelhaulers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, you better go up strong, and you better have a pretty good latch on it. Maritime very aggressive defensively. Tyler Walterstorff gets the ball inbounded to Austin Kachi. Fresh 35 for Dort College again. Kachi puts it on the floor one time. Back over to Warner. Warner, kick out Tyler. Tyler puts it on the floor. He's going to drive the lane. Puts it up too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Jordan Vogel. It'll be Keelhauler basketball. 12-12 remaining, first half. Cal State Maritime, 9. Dort College, 8. Cal State with the basketball. Bringing it up is Campbell. Kevin Campbell with the basketball at front. Dort College trying to match up. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound tap controlled by Chang. Nearly wrestled away by Tyler Walterstorff. They get the ball back outside to Daniel St. Hubert. St. Hubert gives it up to Campbell. Campbell, kick out pass. Drive the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to St. Hubert. Hubert with the basketball. Hubert out front, 20 to shoot. Long three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Long rebound, Warner comes up with it. He gets the return pass. Cliff is going to have to log a lot of important minutes today the way it looks. Pass goes left side to Lindberg. Lindberg, Vogel. Vogel puts up the short jumper, good. Dort College able to hammer it down low, and Dort College takes their first lead at 10-9. 10-9 our score, timeout. Maritime back with more after this. Timeout charge to Maritime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads at 10-9. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Isaiah Moore back into the ballgame for Maritime. They pass it left side over to Wiley. Wiley with the basketball. He gives it up to Greenwell. Greenwell out front. Now Moore. Moore will drive in. Kick out pass out to Wiley. Wiley jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound tap. Fought for. Chang comes down with it. Loose ball. Picked up by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner passes right side Kachi. Kachi with it. Looking down low for Severs. Now they get it. Trevor Walterstorff out front. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner gets a ball screen. Nothing there. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi right side Trevor. Trevor with it. Swing pass over the top. Vogel. Vogel with it at the free throw line. Underneath, intended for Severs, taken away by Moore. Moore driving in, lays it up. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court, Cliff with the basketball. Cliff has it on the left wing. Step back, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang! Three-point basket. Cliff Warner and the Dort College defenders have a 13-9 lead. Into the front court with the basketball, the Keel Haulers. Wiley. Wiley passes left side over to Greenwell. Greenwell with the basketball out front. He backs it out towards midcourt. He's going to try to take Walterstorff off the dribble. Takes it in against Severs, and Severs trying to set up for the defense, and he gets called for the personal foul. I thought he was there. May have slid over a half a stride at the last instant. And free throws on the way now for Cal State Maritime. And Josh Greenwell. Greenwell, two free throws on the way. He's a 76% free throw shooter. Dort College leading 13-9, just past the midpoint of the first half. First free throw off the heel, no good. Lindberg and Kaiser are in. Kachi and Vogel are out. This has all the makings of just being a beat-you-up contest, reminiscent of that game at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, late in the season. Dort College playing Dakota Wesley in one of those low-scoring contests where you're just happy to get out with a win. Second free throw is up and down. Josh Greenwell makes the free throw, and Dort College owns a 13-10 lead. Bringing the basketball up will be Warner. Warner with the basketball. You can bet if Dort College gets any sort of breathing room, they're going to try to get Cliff a little bit of a break. They hand it off Severs. Severs, Lindberg. Lindberg, no good, but there for the tap-in is Trevor Walterstorff cleaning up the mess again. 15-10 our score, and as I said earlier, he can still summon it when he needs to, and that time he climbs the ladder and has another tip-in. 9:30 left to play in the half. Dort College leading by 5. Maritime with the basketball. This is Isaiah Moore. Moore comes back over to Greenwell. Greenwell out front, Johnson. Isaiah Johnson with the basketball. 13 to shoot for Maritime. They pass it to Manzo. Manzo to Johnson. Off the dribble. Stops. Puts up the turnaround. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. He saw Johnson cheating up into the passing lane. Held on to it. Passes it instead over to Lindberg. Now Warner. Warner. Lindberg. Lindberg. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. He comes back over to Warner. Warner back inside Severs. Severs, a little soft touch in the lane. That rolling hook shot, good. Chris Severs with his first 2 points of the day. Dort College leads 17-10. And the Dort College fans, some reasons to cheer. Keel haulers for the basketball. They pass left side over to Moore. Moore with the ball. Moore gives it up over to Manzo. Manzo, three, no good. Rebound ripped down by Severs. Severs gets it away to Warner. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Warner tries to thread the needle, and Isaiah Moore steps into the passing lane. Here comes Moore back the other way. Moore, finger roll, shot no good. There for the rebound, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College, and Severs trying to outlet it over to Trevor Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf did not see the pass coming. It was thrown past his ear behind him, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Keel Hauler basketball. Timeout on the floor, charge to Maritime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 8:15 left to go in the first half, 17-10, Dort College in front. Dort College right now on a 11-1 run, turning a 9-6 deficit, and actually a 13-1 run, turning a 9-4 deficit into a 17-10 advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollierton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. 8-10 and counting. First half, Dort College by 7. Maritime with the basketball. Isaiah Johnson with it on the left wing. Johnson gives it over to Greenwell. Greenwell on the dribble. Lindbergh guarding him. Now they switch off. They get it back out front. Houghton. Houghton jumper. 15-footer is good. Houghton with the 2-point basket. Stops the bleeding for the time being for the Keel Haulers. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh passes it over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser gives it up Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner picks up his dribble, gives to Severs. Severs in traffic. Shot no good. Boy, thought he did enough to get a foul call there. Didn't. And Isaiah Johnson comes back the other way. Driving in, his finger roll no good. Fight for the basketball. Up off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. And this is going to be every man for himself by the time it's all said and done. The officials called some fouls early. But since then, it has been take care of your own business. Rebound, or pardon me, the pass out front taken away by Greenwell. Greenwell layup good. Back-to-back buckets by Maritime, and they're back in it, down 17-14. 7 minutes left to play in the half. Warner with the basketball. Cliff has the ball on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Lob pass over the top for Lindbergh. Lindbergh bodied up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away. By Severs. Severs put back is good. Just go up and don't worry about the foul. That's what you tell the young kids, and that's what Dort College is going to have to rely on again today. Three-pointer on the way. Left it short. No good. Rebound raced after. Coming away with it is the Keel Hauler player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Wow. If you take the ball into the paint today, you're going to have to do a lot to get a foul, at least if the last 2 or 3 minutes are any indication. Both teams just allowed to pound on each other in the paint. We're at Keeter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Warner with the basketball. Warner takes it across half court, guarded there by Campbell. Dort College was up 7 moments ago. Ball tipped, tapped, taken back by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff has it, dumps it down low, Vogel. Vogel looking for the hook shot in the lane. It's good. If Dort College can get it inside, they're going to have success. That was one of the keys to the game that Coach Ross Dalma talked about earlier today in our pregame show. And when Dort College has done that, they have been able to pound their way to some points. They lead 21-14 on the hook shot by Vogel. He now has 6 points. Dort College uses a timeout. They have 5 remaining. The Keel Haulers have used 2 timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. They're located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Severs, Vogel, Warner, Tyler Waltersdorf, and Kachi on the floor for the defenders. Dort College on defense, Keel Hauler basketball. Left side is Isaiah Moore. Moore gets it left. They give it up inside. Kick out pass. Ball fake by St. Hubert. Hubert into the lane. Hubert gives it off. Shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Jordan Vogel. Vogel with a pass over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Dort College has a decided size advantage. I would give the quickness advantage to the Keel Haulers. Maritime on defense now. Warner with a basketball. Warner, nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Goes back over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Now Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel puts it on the floor. Reversal over to Warner. Warner with it on the sideline. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Warner with the basketball. Step back three. No. Decides against it. Gives it off to Severs. Reverse layup. Good. Chris Severs with 6 points. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 23-14. If they can keep the Keel Haulers from running, Dort College will be in good shape. There's T.J. Malone going to the bench. Dort College with a little breathing room. Jordan Vogel with the basketball. He gives it up to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. 4:50 and counting. First half. Dort College leading 23-14. Threatening to get a little more breathing room. Warner wide open. Missed it as the lane opened up. And Vogel just took one right off of the noggin. Daniel St. Hubert went up after the rebound. Vogel was trying to secure it. And Vogel gets fouled on the play. T.J. Malone will check into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check out. Dort College will inbound the basketball. T.J. Malone to throw it in. New player in for the Keel Haulers as well. That's Manzo. T.J. Malone to throw it in. T.J. looking. Had a man open. Gets it underneath. Severs. Severs tries for the dunk. No good. Got hacked on the way up. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They've got a fresh 35 to work with. Malone, right side, Kachi. Kachi rolls it in for Vogel, and Vogel has it tipped away by Isaiah Moore. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Trevor Walthersdorf checking back into the ballgame. Who's going to check out is the question. Austin will check out of the ballgame. So Dort College has gone to a bigger lineup regularly today. They've gone to the twin posts of Vogel and Severs, trying to pound on Maritime inside. 23-14 our score. Pass goes into Vogel. Vogel, they don't bring the double team. He's going to work in against Moore. Vogel leans it up and down. Moore couldn't stop him. Vogel gets the two-pointer. He's got 8. Dort College leads 25-14. Pretty good run here by the defenders. 4:10 remaining in the half. Maritime basketball. Isaiah Moore. He'll drive in. Puts it up, and we've got a charging foul. We'll go back the other way. It'll be Dort College basketball, 25-14 with 4:06 remaining. And more importantly, that is foul number 2 on Isaiah Moore. And we want a timeout on the floor for Cal Maritime. Brian Rooney wants to talk things over with his troops. He uses up his third timeout, his second of the 32nd variety. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 25-14 with an opportunity to build on the lead here. They go left side over to Trevor. Trevor comes right side, Tyler. Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walthersdorf, Walthersdorf, Vogel, and we have a... Well, what's it going to be? A foul called on Vogel, it appears, and Jordan has just picked up his second. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, they swap offensive fouls. 3:52 left to play in the half. Dort College 25, Cal State Maritime 14. Into the front court, Maritime brings it. Well, you feel much more comfortable with Maritime getting forced into a half-court situation than when they're running all over the place. Manzo comes back out front to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Campbell to Manzo. Manzo on the left wing. Manzo with it. Gives it up 15 seconds to shoot. Looking inside for Chang. They'll get it to Manzo. His three, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. They bring the pressure. They outlet it over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Warner with the basketball. Dort College, right side, Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf back over to Warner. Warner, lob pass to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the dunk! On the back door play on the baseline. I didn't think he was going to have enough to slam it home, but he did. Dort College 27, Maritime 14. Lindbergh goes airborne. Shot fading away from 12 to try and stop the bleeding. Daniel St. Hubert. Hubert with the two-point basket. Dort College by 11, 27-16. Dort College with the basketball, and Warner trying to pass it to Walterstorff and threw it away. Well, just like that, Dort College gives the possession back to Maritime. But as I said earlier, if Maritime isn't running all over the place, getting steals and layups, you'll take that. From what I've seen of Maritime in the half-court offense, that's the way you want to play them. You don't want to get into an up-and-down ball game where you don't know where the ball is. And Maritime will bring it up now. Bringing the ball up is Kevin Campbell. 27-16, our score. Comes back right side. They swing it to Greenwell. Greenwell into the corner, Eberhardt. Two-pointer is up and good. Greenwell with the jumper. Dort College leads 27-18, so the defenders by 9. 2:10 remaining, first half. Into the front court is T.J. Malone. He comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kachi. Kachi step back two. Bang! Kachi with the two-point basket. Well, did they say a two or a three? The officials conferring now. The basket was good. Was it a two or a three? And we're waiting for the indication from the official. It was a two. I thought it was. The official immediately signaled at the floor where it was. So 29-18, our score. Dort College leading by 11. So now we have an official's timeout, it appears. They want to make sure that this was a two or a three, so they're going to review it. They did this on a charging foul late in regulation of the Indiana Wesleyan contest to determine if the ball was released before the charging foul occurred. And in that case, they waved off the potential winner, game winner, and sent it to overtime. Warner Pacific still ended up winning that ball game. They were the team that took that late shot and had it waved off due to the charging foul. Right now we're at 29-18, and they're reviewing that last shot. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. As physical as this game has been, Dort College has not shot a free throw. Maritime with the basketball. Out front is Campbell. Campbell to Manzo. Manzo gives it up. Eberhardt. Eberhardt to the baseline. They give it up to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Short jumper by Manzo. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken down by Maritime. They get it back over to Manzo. A three on the way. That's no good. Missed badly. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs over to Malone. 1:30 left to play in the first half. Dort College stealing a couple minutes here with T.J. Malone running the point. Cliff Warner catching a much-deserved break after a very defensively, well, a very physical and taxing first half. Trevor Walterstorff, the drive into the lane, finger roll up and good, 31-18. Dort College leads by Baker's dozen, 1:10 left to play in the first half. Left side pass, Eberhardt. Eberhardt with the basketball. He comes back over to Manzo. Manzo, left wing. They come back out front to Greenwell. Greenwell with the basketball. He's going to put up the 17-footer and hit it. Two-point basket for Greenwell. He's got seven, and the defender lead is 31-20. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Malone with it. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking for the backdoor cut. Nothing there. He's on the wing. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, three. No good. Off the rim. Rebound taken down by Kaiser. Kaiser saves it in off of a Maritime player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shot clock is off. 33.2 seconds remaining. Dort College can hold for the final shot if they wish. I would assume, unless they get something off this inbounds play, they'll probably hold for the final shot. Austin Kachi inbounding the basketball, deep right corner, right by the three-point line. Pass comes into Walterstorff. Walterstorff spins, puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Well, Trevor took it right to the hole. His man was pressuring him defensively. And Trevor Walterstorff comes up off of the floor, adjusts that leg wrap that he wears on the right knee, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First free throws of the game for Walterstorff. Maritime has shot four by comparison. They're 1-for-4, Dort College. 0-for-1 now. That one looked good out of the hand, just wouldn't stay down. Another one on the way for Waltersdorf. His 146th free throw shot coming up. Second on the team to Jordan Bogle in number of free throws shot. Bogle with 150 entering the ballgame. Waltersdorf with 144. 29.9 seconds remaining. Waltersdorf's second free throw up off the heel and down. 32-20, Dort College by a dozen. Waltersdorf with 9, Dort College leading. Keel Hauler basketball. Maritime with it in the backcourt. He comes back over to Campbell. Campbell across the timeline to Houghton. Houghton with the basketball. Houghton will set it up at the midcourt stripe. 17 seconds. They want to spread the floor. Dort College will sag on defense. 32-20, Dort College by 12. Houghton off the dribble. Lindberg doesn't give him any ground. Manzo now spinning. Manzo, kick out pass. Baseline jumper is good for Josh Greenwell. Greenwell with 9. And the Dort College defenders go to the locker room up 32-22. Dort College by 10. Back with more from Keeter Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 32-22. They have led by as many as 13. That was at 31-18. Maritime will have the basketball to start the second half if you want to look that far ahead. Dort College trailed early. They were down 9-4, but were able to go on a 13-1 run to take a 17-10 advantage. In the process, Cal State Maritime had to burn some timeouts. Dort College built the lead up to 31-18 and lead 32-22 at the half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from these NAIA National Tournament sponsors. Visser Elevator of Sioux Center. Family owned and operated since 1946, meeting corn and bean selling needs year-round. Proudly serving the poultry and swine industry in northwest Iowa. By Renee's Salon and Spa. Appointments can now be made online at Renee's Salon Spa.com. And by Beaver Optometric Clinic of Sioux Center, offering optometric services and a large selection of eyewear. Those are some of our 2012 NAIA National underwriters for this tournament. Back with more right after this. We're at halftime. Dort College leads 32-22. Don't have the official stats as of yet. I'll run down the unofficial scoring that I scribble down courtside and see how well it matches up when we get the official statistics. And as I say that, one of the assistants here at the College of the Ozarks hands me the official statistics. So let's take a look at those now. Dort College, 15 of 30 from the floor, 50%, 1 for 6 on 3, 16.7%, 1 for 2 on 3 on free throws for 50%. For Maritime, 10 of 31 from the floor, 32.3%, 1 for 9 on threes, 11.1%, 1 for 4 on free throws, 25%. Rebounding, Dort College 25, Maritime 8. Turnovers, Dort College 12, turnovers 4. That is how Maritime has managed to stay in the ballgame despite shooting 32.3% and getting out rebound. It's 25-8. Individual totals, Trevor Waltersdorf with 9 points, 4 for 6 from the floor, 8 points for Jordan Vogel, 4 for 4 from the deck. 6 points for Chris Sievers, 5 for Cliff Warner, 2 for Austin Kachi, 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For the Keel Haulers from Cal State Maritime, 6 for Isaiah Moore, 9 for Josh Greenwell, he's 4 for 5 from the floor. 3 points for Isaiah Johnson, 2 points each for Ty Houghton, Daniel St. Hubert. There's your total of 22 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. NAI National Tournament broadcast coverage made possible by grants from the following businesses. They include Sioux Center Chiropractic, Dr. Larry Armstrong, integrating chiropractic functional medicine and specializing in lifestyle-related chronic health problems. By Joe's TV and Appliance, for service you know, guaranteed by Joe. By Vander Hags Incorporated, proud sponsor of this year's Dort men's basketball team and the tournament run, providing trucks and meeting parts and equipment needs. Vander Hags serving the Midwest and the nation since 1939. By Wolster Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning of Sioux Center. By Snyder Insurance of Sioux Center, specializing in life, individual health, and Medicare supplements. By Prince Insurance for protection under the wing, offices in Sheldon and Sanborn. By Premier Communications and iWireless of Sioux Center for voice, video, data, and cellular needs. By Mile Motor Company of Sioux Center, Sioux County's Ford dealer. By the City of Sioux Center and Sioux Center Municipal Utilities. This broadcast of Dort College basketball at the NAI National Tournament also made possible by Sioux Center Center Mall, the one-stop shopping center. Whatever the shopping needs, start at the center. By Bauma Construction of Orange City, proudly serving Northwest Iowa for over 35 years, meeting all your general contracting needs. Authorized dealer of VP Steel Buildings. By Dreesen Eye Center, with locations in Sioux Center and Hull, optometrists Dr. Scott Dreesen and Dr. Peggy Dreesen and Dr. Sherry Verhoof. And by Prime Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City, providing responsive solutions and competitively priced products. Thank you to those NAIA Division II Dort College Men's Basketball Tournament Trip underwriters helping to make the broadcast of this game possible. Also, a thank you to all of our longtime underwriters who help us out through the entire season and here again on the tournament trail. Let's take another break and be back with second half action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders with a 10-point advantage, 32-22. And, boy, the first 4 minutes could really determine how this one plays out or go a long ways, at least. If Dort College takes care of the basketball and plays some defense, you got to feel pretty good about their chances here in the second half. They start throwing the ball around and turning it over, and suddenly the Keel Haulers are shooting layups. That could turn this game in a hurry. Right now, Dort College with a 10-point advantage, 32-22. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and their community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday afternoon. There are some games already in the books here at the NAI National Tournament. Dort College has watched a couple of teams play. They watched Northwestern this morning, 95-69. The defender team did not watch Warner Pacific and Indiana Wesleyan play. The coaching staff did, of course. Warner Pacific awaiting the winner of this Cal Maritime-Dort College contest. Warner Pacific survived in overtime over Indiana Wesleyan, 79-76. That was a game where all of the points in the overtime session were scored from the free throw line. Maritime basketball right out of the chute. Isaiah Johnson with it right side. He passes it off, gives it up to Ty Houghton. Houghton to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Gives it back over left side to Johnson. Johnson picked up two early personal fouls. He's back on the floor. They get it underneath to Johnson. Johnson might have traveled with it. Shot no good. Therefore, the rebound and the putback, though, is Chang. Hamilton Chang with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders get the ball inbounded to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College leading 32-24. And you can bet Maritime's going to amp up the pressure even more. They go high post to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg, nothing there. Hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff beyond the three-point line. Now Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner right side. It goes Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Warner off the dribble. Gives it up Lindberg. 9 to shoot. Lindberg bounces it out front. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf. Now Kachi. Kachi. Lindberg. Lindberg fading away on the baseline. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Chang. Here come the Keel Haulers with the basketball. Isaiah Johnson with it. Johnson with it on the left wing. He comes back out front to Ty Houghton. Houghton with the basketball. He comes to Greenwell. Greenwell, they isolate Moore. Moore spinning, his shot too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets to Warner. Dort College will trot it into the front court. Half speed for the defenders right now. Warner with the basketball. He comes over to Kachi, and we've got a foul on the play called on the Keel Haulers, and I believe that's going to go on Isaiah Johnson. Johnson has just picked up his third personal, according to my count, and the official scorekeeper in agreement with me as well. Johnson picks up number three. Team foul number one in the second half on Cal State Maritime. Ball inbounded to Vogel. Vogel hands it back off to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to, tries to drop it down low and throw it away. Here comes Maritime with the basketball. Isaiah Johnson. Johnson off the dribble. He's going to try and pound it down into the paint. Kick out pass, left side, Greenwell. Greenwell, Johnson, Johnson, three, good. Johnson with two threes today, and Dort College leads 32-27. Five straight points by Maritime to start the second half. Warner with the basketball. Dort College has to get back to what they were doing in the first half when they had success. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it on the right side. Into the paint. And he's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to Maritime. Lindbergh will check out. Sievers will check back in. This is going to be a battle. 32-27, the Keel Haulers right now five in a row to start the second half. Dort College leads 32-27. Johnson with the basketball. He's got a pair of threes to his credit today. Johnson picks up his dribble. He comes right side back over to Moore. Moore to Johnson. Johnson will drive into the lane. Gets tangled up. And a foul on the play called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for his second personal. It's team foul number one on the defenders in this half.
Foul number 11, Cliff Warner, his second, team first.
Maritime will inbound the basketball. Right now, Maritime has neutralized the Dort College momentum. They've scored seven in a row dating back to the first half. And they'll put up another three, and it's now 10 in a row, 32-30. Greenberg makes the three-point basket. Greenwell, that is. He's got 11, and the Dort College defenders have a two-point lead. Timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College was up 32-20 near the end of the first half. Maritime scored a pair to make it 32-22 at the half, and they've started the second half with 8 points in a row. And it's 32-30. Dort College in front by two. With the basketball is Cliff Warner. So the second half starting much the same as regulation started. Waltersdorf in the lane. His floater is good. Trevor with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 34-30. Into the front court with the basketball, the Keel Haulers. Keel Haulers setting it up is Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble. He goes to Moore. Moore back outside to Houghton. Houghton with the basketball. Houghton to Greenwell. Greenwell puts it on the floor, into the lane, nothing there. Comes back, right side, three off the heel, off the top of the backboard, ripped down by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Sievers. Sievers, Kachi. Kachi's going to take it hard to the basket. Shot no good, got blocked. There for the rebound, though, is Sievers. His putback no good, but Austin Kachi follows it up and cleans it up. Dort College leads 36-30. Into the front court quickly is Johnson. Johnson with the basketball, over to Moore. Moore gives it up right side to Houghton. Houghton looking for the pass, gets it away to Chang. Chang, they go for the backdoor cut, and kicking it out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner got into the passing lane just enough to wreak havoc. Ball ends up out of bounds, last touch by Maritime, it'll be Dort College basketball. 36-30, Dort College leading by six. 16-13 remaining, regulation. Jordan Vogel to inbound the basketball for the defenders. We have not had many free throws shot in this one. We're going to get back on the time schedule, it appears. We've had a total of six free throws shot in what I would term a very physical basketball game. With it out front is Warner. Warner thought about the three, gets it instead over to Waltersdorf. Trevor gives it up, right side Vogel. Vogel back over to Trevor. Trevor, they try to isolate him. Spin move. He's got Chang in his face. Shot is up and good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 13. Dort College back in front by eight with 6 points in a row. 38-30. Right there, sliding over to stop him was Hamilton Chang, but Chang couldn't make the stop. Waltersdorf got the shot to go with it on the right side. Maritime basketball. Step back, Houghton, Houghton, three, good.
Ty Houghton.
Houghton with the three-point basket. North College leads 38-33. With the basketball in the backcourt is Warner. 15-20 and counting. Warner with the basketball across half court. He passes right side, Kachi. Kachi three, no good. Rebound taken away by Greenwell. Greenwell with the basketball. He comes up the floor quickly to Campbell. Campbell gives it right side. They go underneath Moore. Moore with it. Kick out pass. Tipped and trying to save it in was Cliff Warner. Warner dives into the Maritime bench. And Warner none the worse for wear, but player Isaiah Johnson shaken up on the play. So Johnson, the bench player who took the brunt of the collision. So Maritime will inbound the basketball, down five. They've been as close as two here in the second half. Dort College moments ago up eight. Right now it's a five-point ball game, 38-33. Ball inbounded to Ty Houghton. Houghton with the basketball. Houghton gives it back over to Campbell. Campbell to Greenwell. Greenwell gives it up to Houghton. 10 to shoot. They go right side. Jumper from 12 is good for Campbell. Campbell makes it a three-point ball game at 38-35. So five unanswered again by the Keel Haulers. Dort College basketball. Kaiser. Kaiser underneath intended for Severs. Through his hands. Taken away by the Keel Haulers. Here they come in transition. Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. A three would tie it. They give it off to Moore. Moore, kick out pass, three in the corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it up the floor. He's got it in between the circles. Warner with it on the right side. Out front, Tyler Walterstorff. Now Sean Kaiser. Kaiser picks up his dribble. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking out front. Gets it instead over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left wing. 13:50 left to play in the game. Comes back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Pull up, 17-footer. Got it. Whispers that one through to Cliff Warner. He's got seven. Dort College leads 40-35. Got to string a couple stops together if you're Dort College. Keel Hauler basketball. Campbell, right side. He gets it away to Houghton. Houghton gives it up to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Moore into the lane. Kick out. Three on the way. Campbell missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College up five. Into the front court is Warner. They bring a trap. He's able to divert it. He comes back to the top of the key. Cliff, left side, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff off the dribble. Still has the dribble. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh misses the three. Too strong, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler with the two-point basket. Dort College back in front, 42-35. 12:50 and counting. Ball game. Dort College by seven. A fast-moving basketball game. Timeout charged to Cal State Maritime. Back with more after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College is up 7 points with 13 left. Just a little under 13 minutes left. The winner advances on and plays first thing bright and early Friday morning. Dort College's three-point shooting, not what they would like it to be today. They're slugging it out, though, 42-35. They've made one three-pointer thus far. That was a Cliff Warner three. Had several that have looked good out of the hand, but haven't been able to knock them down. Dort College has dominated on the glass, though, and that has resulted in them limiting the Keel Haulers. Dort College was making 50% of their shots in the first half. Still, neither team has shot a lot of free throws. A total of six free throws shot between the two teams thus far. Isaiah Johnson with the basketball. Johnson passes left side. He gets it away to Greenwell. Greenwell off the dribble. Guarded there by Walterstorff. Finger roll. Up and good. Greenwell was able to spit it in. And the Dort College defenders lead 42-37. So Josh Greenwell with 14 points. And the Dort College defenders, they get it. Vogel. Vogel. Pass is tipped. Racing the other way, Maritime, and chasing it into the end zone seats is Maritime and Josh Greenwell. And Dort College will have the basketball back, length of the floor in front of them. No fresh shot clock, though. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be Dort College basketball. Leading by five are the defenders. Sean Kaiser to throw it in for the defenders. Austin Kachi, Cliff Warner, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Jordan Vogel on the floor right now with the defenders. Now they will reset the shot clock. As they say, Maritime did have possession of it. Had possession of it enough to throw the ball into the backcourt at least. Trevor Waltersdorf brings the ball up against Eberhardt. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gets it away left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf out front, Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. 20 seconds to shoot. Warner with it on the right wing. Cliff with it. Back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane. Throws it up off the glass. No good. But there for the rebound is Kaiser, and Kaiser's fouled on the play. I think Waltersdorf was trying to find Vogel. Instead, Kaiser gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. On the putback attempt, actually grabbed the pass, what I think was a pass that was errant off of the glass. And he gets fouled, trying to put it back up. And Sean Kaiser to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Sean has not shot a lot of free throws this season. He's now 13 for 16. Dort College leads 43-37. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way, trying to make it a seven-point game, and rattles it. Good. Sean Kaiser with his first 2 points today. And the Dort College defenders lead 44-37. Maritime countering with Isaiah Moore back in the game. He had 6 points in the first half. He's the leading scorer for the Keel Haulers. Carrying the bulk of the load has been number 24, Josh Greenwell, 11.7 points per game average. He's got 14 so far today. They get the ball inside. Kick out pass down to the baseline. Up off of the glass, no good. There for the rebound. Shot no good. Rebound again. It's up and good. This time, Daniel St. Hubert with the putback. And Dort College allowing a rare offensive rebound for the Keel Haulers. And Dort College will bring the basketball off. Warner with it on the left wing. He goes left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, and Kaiser's called for traveling. 44-39, our score. Lindbergh will check in. Kaiser will check out. It has not been easy by any means today for the defenders. Maritime, a team that will muddy it up and make it difficult for you to succeed, especially on the defensive end when they're playing defense. On offense, they'll try to spread the floor and take you off the dribble. With the left side is Eberhardt. Eberhardt to St. Hubert. Hubert with the basketball. Gives it up Johnson. Johnson down to the baseline, pinned. Comes back right side. Inside they go. Kick out pass back over to Johnson. Johnson beyond the three-point line back over to Manzo. Manzo comes back left side. Jumper is good for Daniel Eberhardt. Eberhardt with his first field goal. Dort College leads by three, 44-41 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner with it on the right wing. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Thought about the three. Comes back over to Warner instead. Warner off the dribble. Gets it back over to Waltersdorf, and we've got a travel called on Cliff Warner. Warner gets whistled for the travel. 10:20 remaining in the ballgame. 44-41. Maritime trailing by three with the basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Johnson. Isaiah Johnson passes right side. He gets it away to Manzo. Manzo, left side Johnson. Johnson's got a pair of threes today. He steps beyond the three-point line. Dort College in a 1-2-2 zone, it appears. Three-pointer for the tie. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Dort College showed zone on the last possession as well. Warner all the way down to the baseline. Pinned down there. Fires it out front. Kachi. Kachi thought about the three. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi thought about the three again. He's matched up with by Moore. Lob pass down low. Vogel. Vogel muscles it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Keep in mind this Maritime team knocked off a very good Oregon Tech team back in November. So immediately when Dort College saw the draw, they saw that this was going to be a challenge. They did not take this one for granted by any means. And Jordan Vogel goes to the free throw line to try for the three-point play. Missed it off the heel. 46-41. Missed free throw by Vogel. He's got 10 points. Stuart College has a team 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Keelhauler basketball. They drop it off right side. Moore. Moore with it on the baseline. Moore reverses it out. Two-pointer is up off the heel. No good. Rebound taken down by Johnson. Johnson shot blocked by Warner. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Maritime basketball. Well, it's not often Warner gets a blocked shot. He went up, sold out for the block, basically. He was not playing position defense there. And he gets the blocked shot. It'll be Maritime basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Manzo. Manzo out front, Chang. Chang gives it up, Moore. Moore with it on the left wing. Moore to Manzo. Manzo back to Moore. Moore, step back, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Severs. Severs wrestles it down, gets it away to Warner. Big possession here for the defenders. Back over to Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner down to the baseline. Pull up from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Maritime and Moore. Moore up the floor quickly to Johnson. Johnson, layup at the rim, good. Johnson with a two-point basket, 8:48 left to go in the game. Dort College 46, Maritime 43. Dort College unable to shake this Keelhauler ball club. Pass comes out front, Kachi. Kachi to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Comes back over to Vogel, and Vogel unable to hang on to it. Dort College, Waltersdorf led him just a little bit too much. Dort College trying to survive on a day when they aren't playing their best basketball, and credit the opponent with much of that reason, or with the reason why that is. So Maritime now with an opportunity to tie it on a three, can cut it to one with a two. Johnson goes left side to Greenwell. Greenwell, they post up. Moore, right side, three on the way for the tie, got it. Three-point basket for Ty Houghton. He's got eight, and we're tied up 46-46, our first tie since it was 2-2. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Dort College running his set play, Warner out front. Cliff has the basketball. Four total fouls called here in the second half, by the way. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner off the dribble. He's at the free throw line, comes back over to Vogel. Vogel to Kachi. Kachi lay-in good. Austin with the two-point basket. He's got four. Defenders lead 48-46. Maritime hasn't led since the early going. Their last lead was at 9-8. 7:38 left to go in regulation. Left side pass is Greenwell. Greenwell to Chang. Chang to Greenwell. Greenwell on the wing. Comes back out front. Three-pointer off the mark. No good, but a foul called on the three-pointer. That's going to go against the Dort College defenders and, I believe, Chris Severs. So Severs will go to the commit the foul, his second. Three free throws on the way for Houghton, a 79% free throw shooter. 48-46, Dort College by a pair. First free throw is up and good. Maritime trying to take their first lead since the early going. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Houghton looking sharp from the free throw line on those two attempts. Another free throw on the way. Checking out of the ball game is Johnson. And Maritime shooting for the first lead since it was early on in the game. This one's up, rims it, no good, and we're tied at 48. Vogel pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Isaiah Moore. It'll be Dort College basketball. 7:24 left to go in the game. Maritime 48, Dort College 48. Lindbergh to inbound the basketball. Kyle to throw it in. And Lindbergh gets it into Kachi. Kachi back over to Lindbergh. Dort College with the ball. Warner will bring it up. Cliff with the basketball. Takes it across half court. Cliff Warner with it at the center jump circle. Warner passes, and we've got a hold called on the play against Maritime. And I would agree with Ty Houghton on that. You've let everything go up to this point, and you're going to call that? As it is, it's a foul on CSM, and the Dort College defenders get a fresh 35 to work with. 7:10 left to go in regulation. 48-48 our score. Warner to throw it in. Cliff for the basketball. Gets it inbounded to Lindbergh. Lindbergh inside for receivers, and he's fouled on the play by Chang. Hamilton Chang whistled for the personal. That's his first. Team foul number 5. And Dort College will now inbound underneath the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They look in, get it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Kachi hesitating when he gets that ball. He's not thinking about the shot right now. Warner with a basketball. 25 seconds and counting, shot clock. 6:58 left to go in the game. Waltersdorf left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a basketball. Dort College trying to pound it down low again. Lindbergh back over to Warner. 15 to shoot. Warner off the dribble. Three-pointer is up. No good, and they're waving off. Foul called on Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh called for a foul on the screen, and for Kyle, that's number 2. Team foul, number 3. Maritime basketball. Moore will bring it up. 6:43 and counting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Maritime with the basketball out front. 48-48 hour score. No fast breaks in this one, it seems. Right side pass comes back over to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Campbell at the center jump circle. 6 to shoot. He's going to drive. Stops. Feeds it into the corner. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Lindbergh. We've got a foul. No, we've got a shot clock violation called against Maritime. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Maritime has a shot clock violation. Dort College will have the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Inkelen Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Cliff Warner to bring the basketball up for the defenders. Tied up 48-48, 6 minutes left to go in the game. Warner with the basketball on the left wing. He dumps it down low for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf floater, shot no good, gets his own rebound back. He's in the lane, lays it up, count the hoop, and they didn't give him an end one. Just a two-point basket. So Waltersdorf gets the two-point basket. He's got 15, and the Dort College defenders lead 50-48. I certainly thought Waltersdorf got fouled on the play. They didn't call it, though. And Coach Ross Dalma out off the floor calling for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by Deuce. Back with more after this. Well, I certainly thought Trevor Waltersdorf was fouled on the play, and I believe everybody over on the Dort College bench and behind the bench thought so as well, but Maritime has the basketball. Dort College leading 50-48. Most importantly, Waltersdorf finished the shot. He's got 15. Maritime basketball, 5.5 left to go in the game. They post up Warner. Shot is up. Tie ball game. Josh Greenwell with 16, and they went right at the player who was guarded by Warner. And that time it was Greenwell, and the Dort College defenders have the ball back. Warner with the basketball on the right side. Cliff looking for a ball screen. 5:10 remaining in the game. Tied up 50-50. Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing, 15 to shoot, and the ball is tapped out of bounds, last touched by Maritime. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ty Houghton touched it last. Isaiah Johnson tapped it away. Now Kyle Lindbergh will inbound the basketball. 5:01 remaining, Dort College with the basketball. Dort College has the jump ball arrow as well. If we get into that situation, Warner with the basketball. Warner guarded closely by Johnson. Warner with it on the right side, driving down to the baseline. Double team. They bring the double team hard, and they're going to call a timeout. I think that's Dort College's third timeout of the basketball game. They've used up both of their 30s, and they've used up 160. Timeout, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 3 seconds on the shot clock when we resume play right after this. Coming into the ballgame, we knew the Keel Haulers would rely on their defense. They have today. 50-50 our score, 4:51 left to play in this contest. A low-scoring affair where points have been hard to come by. Dort College limited 18 points here in the second half. Maritime outscoring them 28-18 up to this point. Dort College had a 32-22 advantage at halftime. Dort College has not relinquished the lead. Pass comes in to Kaiser. 3 seconds left. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf floater off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Maritime. Dort College got a good shot. They couldn't finish it. Here comes Maritime with the basketball and a chance to take the lead. They got it out front. Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. 4:35 and counting. They pass it high post. Chang. Chang gives it up to Campbell. Campbell down to the baseline and stepping on the baseline out of bounds. The Maritime player, Isaiah Moore. Moore tried to make his move underneath the basket and stepped on the baseline out of bounds. Dort College inbounding the ball. They get it in. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf to Bogle, actually, and Warner now will bring it up. 4:20 left to play in the game. 50-50 our score. Dort College and Maritime locked up in a defensive duel. We've got a foul on the play under the basket. That's going to go on Chang, and Hamilton Chang has just picked up his second. Team foul number 6 on CSM. So the next foul on CSM will send Dort College to the bonus. Warner with a fresh 35 to work with. 4:13 remaining in regulation. Inbounding the ball is Warner. Warner looking, and we've got a 5 seconds call on the defenders. Walthersdorf went to the free throw line, cut back down to the block, and didn't get the ball inbounded quickly enough from Warner. And the 5 seconds call, and here comes Maritime with a chance to take the lead for the first time since the early going. 50-50 our score, 4 minutes remaining. They pass right side to Moore. Moore with it. Shot off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gets it away to Warner. Warner into the front court. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf jumper. Good. Trevor Walthersdorf with 17. Dort College leads 52-50. Now you need a stop. 3:40 remaining in regulation. Maritime basketball. Maritime setting it up. Johnson. Johnson goes over to Moore. Moore with the ball. Moore comes back out front to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. They go down to Johnson. Johnson shot blocked, but a foul called on the play against Dort College. Isaiah Johnson, an 85% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line to shoot two. My question is, who is that foul on? I believe on Warner. That's number 3 on him. So free throws on the way for Johnson as he tries to knot it up again. Johnson with 8 points, averaging 6.8 points per game. He can tie it with 2 made free throws, missed the first one. So he won't tie it on the free throws. Trevor Walthersdorf is going to catch a quick breather, I would imagine. Tyler Walthersdorf checks in. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Severs, Vogel, Tyler Walthersdorf, Kaiser, and Warner. Warner has gone the entire second half. Second free throw is up and good, so it's a 1-point ball game, 52-51. Pass comes into Tyler Walthersdorf, now Warner. Warner with the basketball in the backcourt. Trying to set a screen was Tyler Walthersdorf. Warner is fouled on the play in the backcourt by Isaiah Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal. That's his 4th, and Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Well, Coach Brian Rooney telling the official he felt Warner just simply fell down on the play. So Warner with a 1-1 opportunity. 3:19 left to play in the contest. 52-51. Free throw is up by Warner. Good. 8 hard-earned points tonight for Cliff. Another free throw on the way for Warner. 3:19 left to go in regulation. Dort College by a deuce. That's foul number 4, by the way, on Johnson, if I didn't mention it. Second free throw by Warner is good. 9 for Warner. Dort College with a 3-point lead, 54-51. Into the front court with the basketball is Johnson. Johnson comes right side. Gets back over to Moore. Moore to Johnson. Johnson looking for Greenwell. He's had the hot hand here today. They get it back into the corner. Long 2 on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by the shortest man on the floor, and that is Cliff Warner. Warner comes into the front court with a basketball. Warner is fouled on the play by Isaiah Moore, and Moore picks up his 3rd personal, and Cliff will go to the free throw line for more free throws. 2:54 left to play in the game. So Dort College, some of those perimeter shots by Maritime missing so badly, Dort College has not been able to get the rebound cleanly. As it is that time, Warner was able to grab the rebound off of the bounce, brought it into the front court, saw the advantage, and gets the foul call on Isaiah Moore. We'll be shooting a 1-1 when we're back right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. .54 left to play in the contest. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. That timeout was charged to Cal State Maritime. Free throw by Warner is up and hangs on the rim and drops through. There's your shooter's roll. North College has not been getting it from the three-point line, but that time they get it from the free throw line. They lead by four, 55-51. Another free throw on the way for the junior. This one's up and made it good. He's got 11. North College leads 56-51. Into the front court. Maritime with the basketball. They pass it. Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson to Greenwell. Greenwell to Johnson. Johnson with the ball on the left wing. Johnson with it. Dort College switching on the screens out front. We've got a mismatch. Greenwell passes left side. Three on the way is good. Three-point basket for Ty Houghton. Houghton with 11, and the Dort College lead is 56-54. 2:25 left to go in the game. Warner with the basketball. Dort College has it. Dort College up a deuce. They go high post to Seavers. Seavers, Vogel, Vogel, Warner. Warner thought about the three, and he's going to be called for traveling. I didn't see that one, but the official did. And with 2:10 left to play in the game, Dort College will play defense again. Maritime with the basketball. Dort College looks like they're in a zone here. Maritime with it. They look out front for Greenwell. Greenwell puts it on the floor. He's going to drive the lane. Kick out pass. Johnson. Johnson three. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Seavers. Seavers over to Warner. 1:45 left to go in the game. White knuckle time. Dort College high post. Vogel. Vogel with it. Back over to Warner. Warner. Step right. Three. Bring the lane. Cliff Warner. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 59-54. Oh, baby, two-possession ball game. With the basketball out front is Moore. Moore, three, off the rim, no good. Long rebound. Maritime unable to save it in. Dort College basketball, 1:19 left to go. Oh, Clifford, you picked a big time to hit that three. He's got 14. He's got both threes for the defenders right now. Dort College leads by five. 1:19 remaining. Maritime will bring the defensive pressure. Dort College gets it inbounded to Trevor Waltersdorf, over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it up the floor. He's working against Isaiah Johnson. Johnson playing with four fouls. They go high post Seavers. They don't bring the double team. He passes over to Vogel. Vogel gives it up right side Warner. 1 minute left to play in the game. Warner into the lane. Chang hits the floor. Comes back over to Kachi, Kachi, Warner, Warner, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, back over to Warner, eight to shoot, Cliff off the dribble, dumps it inside Vogel, Vogel, hook shot, good, two-point basket, Jordan Vogel off the assist, and the Dort College defenders lead 61-54, it's a three-possession game, 44 seconds remaining, Dort College with the lead. Maritime with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound corralled by Vogel. Handed off to Warner. And Warner's in the backcourt. And he'll wait for Maritime to come and commit the foul. Josh Greenwell commits the personal foul. And Cliff Warner's going to go to the free throw line. And he will shoot a one and the bonus. 31.8 seconds remaining in regulation. 61 for Dort College. 54 for CSM. Buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. Dort College with a chance to give themselves a 9-point advantage. And we're going to have Warner shooting the 1-1. Warner a perfect 4-for-4 so far. 14 points. 9 of them here in the second half. Trying to seal it at the free throw line. There's your first one. Another one on the way for Warner. Coach Ross Dalma, I believe if Warner makes this one, might use a timeout. Stuck into the official. Warner eyes it, flies it, left it short, no good. Rebounds down on the floor, picked up by Maritime. North College leads by 8, 62-54. Three-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul on the play called on Maritime, I believe. Yes. It's going to go on Josh Greenwell. Kachi had the inside position. Greenwell climbed over the top of him. Coach Brian Rooney's going to disagree. I will not. 22 seconds remaining in the ballgame. North College leading 62-54. And Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot the double bonus. It took a while, but North College finally got some fouls called on Maritime, and now they've got a chance to seal it and move on to the second round. Survive and advance. You don't worry about the game once it's passed, and North College 22 seconds away from advancing into the second round to play Warner Pacific. Free throw is up by Kachi, off the heel, no good, and he is not shooting the ball right now. You can bet he'll spend some time in a gym somewhere tomorrow trying to get the stroke back. Another free throw on the way for Kachi, the sophomore from Orange City. 22 seconds remaining. That was foul number 4, by the way. They're going to call it on Isaiah Moore. So Austin Kachi makes 1 of 2. Defenders lead 63-54, and Cliff Warner is called for a foul in the backcourt. North College has fouls to give. They've got one more to give. So in effect, that took 5 seconds off the clock. That is not bad basketball, folks. You say, why commit the foul out front? Well, you force the team to inbound the basketball again. And you can bet North College is going to commit one more foul. As long as it's not on a shot, you really don't care. Kachi steps into the passing lane, tips it out of bounds. It'll be Maritime basketball. So Maritime to inbound the basketball. Daniel Eberhardt to throw it in. Eberhardt looking, dumps it down low. Greenwell, Greenwell to Moore. Moore, three, no good. That's the ball game in effect. Dort College comes away with a rebound. And the Dort College defenders are going to survive and advance. 4 seconds left, three, and there's your final. Dort College 63, Cal State Maritime 54. It was not pretty. It was not one where you say, boy, you played your best basketball of the year, but you survive against a team who you knew it was going to be a matchup issue. And the Dort College defenders advance on with a 29-4 mark, ending Cal State Maritime's season at 21-10, snapping a 14-game winning streak in the process. Our final, Dort College 63, Cal State Maritime 54. Back with more from the Keter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. This one didn't come easily, but the Dort College defenders move on to the second round of the tournament, and you put this one behind you and get ready for the next one, and it's all about matchups at this point of the season, in my opinion. And this was not a good matchup for the Dort College defenders. We'll talk to Coach Ross Dama about that during our post-game show. This was a matchup that Dort College looked at and said, boy, we hope that you can get through this one, simply because Maritime, so physically athletic, able to get into passing lanes, cause problems on the perimeter, and in so doing, makes it awfully difficult to get post-entry passes. That proved to be true, but Dort College stepped up. They never allowed Maritime to take the lead. We had four ties in this one unofficially. 2, 46, 48, and 50. Dort College pulled away from that 50-50 tie with a 6-1 run. Maritime closed it to 56-54. That is as close as they would get. Dort College got a three-point basket by Cliff Warner to push the lead from 56-54 to 59-54. And from there it was making up free throws. And the Dort College defenders did exactly that as they go on to win 63-54. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We will have to tread some water as at the NAI National Tournament, the coaching staff has some post-game responsibilities with some of the other media outlets before they get to the local outlets. So we will tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By the way, you are listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap-up show. Today's broadcast also made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Also made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to NAIA Men's Division II National Basketball Tournament play from Keeter Gym on the campus of the College of the Ozarks, near Branson, Missouri. Dort College advances with a 63-54 win this afternoon over Cal Maritime. Our next game getting set. Teams trotting out. There's not much time to catch your breath. Trotting out for the next contest will be St. Ambrose, the number 16 seed, taking on Marion of Indiana. That's scheduled for a 4 o'clock start time here this afternoon, so running just a shade behind schedule here at the Keeter Gym. Later tonight, we'll also have the parade of the 32 teams involved in the national tournament. That is always a highlight as well. And the Dort College defenders now with a day to get ready for their next opponent. That is Warner Pacific. Both teams used a lot of energy. Warner Pacific went to overtime to get to their second-round contest. Dort College survives the upset bid by Cal Maritime to advance on to their second-round game. Let's take another break and be back with the statistics. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game show right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the Wireless World post-game show. And before we get to the numbers, let's take a look at, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma, and we'll kind of do the numbers at the same time as well. But Coach Dalma, I said as I wrapped it up right at the conclusion, it wasn't always pretty. It wasn't a game where you say, man, we played our best game of the season this afternoon. But your team showed some determination and fought through, and main thing is you're advancing on to the second round on Friday, and you're playing another game here at the national tournament.
And, Mike, that's important. We came out, obviously, and you know, you were here, you saw it firsthand. We were pretty nervous. We had a lot of jitters, and you know, we've had a nice season, obviously, but still, we haven't ever been on this stage before, and that's why we wanted so bad to get there last year, so we'd come down hopefully this year a little bit more experienced. But we fought through some things after the first 5 or 6 minutes, and stretched out a nice lead in the first half. And this is a very difficult matchup for us, Cal Maritime. They're kids who can put the ball on the floor really well, and they shoot the three really well. And we don't see a team like this very often, not at all in our own league. And I thought our guys were very determined. I thought we did a great job of being tough and just eking out a good victory here to move on.
You took a lead of 32-20 late in the first half, and Maritime got that late bucket to make it 32-22. It felt like if the game continues right from that point,
you bust that thing open and probably go up 16 or 17, but halftime came at the worst time for your team.
It did. It came at a bad time, and we didn't do a good job coming out of the locker room. We were very flat defensively. I thought we were lethargic. A couple guys weren't focused and concentrating, and they were back in it, and they were right there and made it a game the rest of the way. And you know, we did a good job of never surrendering the lead. They were tied a time or two, had a chance to take the lead, and we never let them get over the hump. And you know, credit our guys for making just enough plays and being tough and sticking together to get it.
43-20, the rebounding advantage. They did end up with 8 offensive rebounds. It sure seemed like they got a bunch. I think it probably was because they came in bunches. But overall, you did a pretty good job on the boards, and you needed to today.
We did. You know, we did a good job there of being determined to get to the rim, and I thought that we did a nice job, you know, getting some extra chance opportunities there with the 13 offensive rebounds that we got. You know, Trevor got 5 offensive rebounds, total of 10, you know, 19 and 10, and you know, I just thought he was very determined. I thought he was very fresh today, and I thought that was something that, you know, towards the end of the season he didn't have, but he was a little more energized today. I think that little break helped him.
Jordan Vogel, 6-for-6 from the floor, good game. You just wish you could have gotten the ball a little bit more.
You know, we just couldn't take care of it like we needed to. We had a lot of turnovers, and that has a lot to do with Cal Maritime, the fact that we hadn't seen this quickness and that. And the game was very physical. It was very physical. We'll just leave it at that.
It was physical.
We knew it would be. We just didn't handle it as well as we needed to.
Coach, I made the comment during the game, I thought your guys were doing enough to get to the free throw line. You didn't.
Right.
And, we will leave it at that. It is what it is. You get to the national tournament, you're going to have to play through some things.
Yep, we did. And I thought the guys down the stretch, you know, had a couple key defensive plays, big rebounds, and you know, the game was obviously much, much closer than what the final score was.
Cliff Warner, big three.
You know, he was looking for the opportunity, and he did a good job drawing fouls there at the end of the game, getting himself to the foul line as well.
Coach, you win a game at the national tournament, and you go away thinking we can play much better than that. You've got a day now to prepare for Warner Pacific, and they were a team that had to put a lot out today as well to get past their first round opponent in overtime. So equal playing field, and you've got about 36 hours to prepare for that one.
Yep, and we'll do our best, and I know our guys will come back and give everything they got, and we'll see what happens 8:30 Friday morning.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping
by.
You're listening to ADCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College survives and advances. Dort College, 26 of 51 from the floor. 51%, 2-for-8 on threes. They weren't shooting it well. Fortunately, they recognized that and didn't keep hoisting them up. 9-for-13 from the free throw line, 69.2%. Cal Maritime, 22 of 62 from the floor, 35.5%. That isn't much worse than they actually do for much of the, have done for much of the season. They're right around that 40% mark. 6-for-24, they were from the 3-point line, 25%. They were all big, though, that they hit. 4-for-8 on free throws. Rebounding, I alluded to it with Coach Dalma. 43-20, Dort College with a big advantage there. I was offset, though, by 21 turnovers by the defenders. 7 turnovers by Cal Maritime. Individually, Dort College, Trevor Walterstorff, 19 points. 9 of 14 from the floor, 10 rebounds. Cliff Horner, 15 points. 4-for-8 from the deck, 2-for-4 on threes, 5-for-6 on free throws. 3 assists, 1 block shot. He was forced into 9 turnovers. That is not going to be a typical outing for Cliff Warner. 12 points for Jordan Vogel. Perfect 6-for-6 from the floor. 0-for-1 on free throws. 6 points for Chris Sievers. 2 points each for Kyle Lindberg, Sean Kaiser, and Tyler Walterstorff. For Cal Maritime, 16 for Josh Greenwell, 13 for Ty Houghton. 9 points for Isaiah Johnson. 6 points for Isaiah Moore. 4 for Daniel St. Hubert. 2 each for Hamilton Chang, Kevin Campbell, and Daniel Eberhardt. Rebounding, Walterstorff led all players with 10, 5, and 5. 5 offensive, 5 defensive. 9 for Chris Sievers. He did the job on the glass even though the offense was difficult today for him. 7 for Jordan Vogel, 6 for Cliff Warner, 4 for Austin Kachi. For Cal Maritime, 6 rebounds for Isaiah Moore. 4 rebounds for Hamilton Chang. 4 for Josh Greenwell.
assists. Josh Greenwell had three for Maritime. Kyle Lindbergh had three for the Defenders. Isaiah Moore had three steals. Isaiah Johnson had two. Josh Greenwell had two steals as well. Well, we've reached the midpoint of day one at the National Basketball Tournament, and we can advance Dort College into the second round. Dort College will take a 29-4 record into their contest against Warner Pacific. Warner Pacific, 24-8, victorious over Indiana Wesleyan in overtime, 79-76. Northwestern, earlier today, defeated Tennessee Wesleyan, 95-69. And Northwest of Washington defeated Cornerstone, 79-71. Coming up yet tonight, St. Ambrose and Marion warming up right now, followed by Indiana Tech versus St. Thomas. The 8 o'clock game has Northwood, the number one seed, playing the host, the College of the Ozarks. And 9:45 tonight, it'll be McPherson versus Dakota State. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Thank you to our underwriters for making the broadcast of these games possible, and we'll be back on the air. We'll have a special conversations program on Friday morning. Dr. Carl Zylstra will be joining me press row, courtside, for an abbreviated conversations program talking about the NAIA National Tournament, and then we'll dive headlong into the second round at 8:30 tip-off, Dort College versus Warner Pacific. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.
This NAIA National Tournament basketball game broadcast on KDCR is made possible in part by the following businesses. Prime Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City, providing responsive solutions and competitively priced products. Dreesen Eye Care, with locations in Sioux Center and Hall. Optometrist Dr. Scott Dreesen, Dr. Peggy Dreesen, and Dr. Sherry Verhoof. Bauma Construction of Orange City, proudly serving Northwest Iowa for over 35 years, meeting all your general contracting needs. Authorized dealer of VP Steel Buildings. Sioux Center Center Mall, the one-stop shopping center. Whatever the shopping needs, start at the center. City of Sioux Center and the Sioux Center Municipal Utilities. Mao Motor Company in Sioux Center, Sioux County's Ford dealer. Premier Communications and iWireless of Sioux Center for voice, video, data, and cellular needs. Prins Insurance for protection under the wing. Offices in Sheldon and Sanborn. Snyder Insurance of Sioux Center, specializing in life, individual health, and Medicare supplements. Walstra Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Sioux Center. Vanderhegs Incorporated, proud sponsor of this year's Dort men's basketball team, providing trucks and meeting parts and equipment needs. Vanderhegs, serving the Midwest and the nation since 1939. Joe's TV and Appliance, for service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Sioux Center Chiropractic and Dr. Larry Armstrong, integrating chiropractic functional medicine and specializing in lifestyle-related chronic health problems. Beaver Optometric Clinic of Sioux Center, offering optometric services and a large selection of eyewear. Renee's Salon and Spa. Appointments can now be made online at reneessalonspa.com. And by Visser Elevator Incorporated of Sioux Center, family-owned and operated since 1946, meeting corn and bean selling needs year-round, proudly serving the poultry and swine industry in Northwest Iowa.